各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone here.
我们上次查考荣耀离开以色列，就是耶柜被掳。
Last time we studied that glory has departed from Israel. The Ark of Covenant was captured.
我们今天继续来查考撒母耳记上的第五章跟第六章。
Today let's continue to study First Samuel chapter 5 and 6.
那我们先来看诗篇的78篇65节。
Let's first turn to Psalm chapter 68, verse 65.
诗篇七十八篇的六十五节。
Excuse me, Psalm 78, verse 65.
七十八篇的六十五节。
78, 65.
六十四节在形容耶柜被掳的时候，祭司倒在刀下，寡妇也不哭啊。
Verse 64 described that when the Ark of the Covenant was captured, priests fell by the sword and their widows made no lamentation.
是在谈到以利的儿媳妇啊，因为荣耀离开以色列啊，她那种为耶柜难过，胜过一位先生难过。
When the daughter-in-law of Eli saw that the Ark of the Covenant was captured, she was grieved more than she grieved for the death of her husband.
那后来耶柜被掳了七个月。
Later, the ark was captured for 7 months.
那六十五节这样讲。
65 tells us.
那时主向世人睡醒，向勇士饮酒欢呼。
Then the Lord woke us from sleep like a mighty man who shouts because of wine.
这在形容耶柜神同在的一个地方，好像神本身一样。他突然之间好像是一个像一个人睡醒了。
Here describes that the Lord awoke as a man from sleep.
他好像这个世界杯的这个篮球赛或者足球赛得了这个冠军了。
He was like someone who had just got the championship of football league.
那个得冠军之后，他们就喝香槟在那边饮酒，在那边欢呼。
After they won the championship, they celebrated and they drank wine.And shout.
这个是谈到主耶我们的神在耶柜被掳期间他怎么样突然之间大显神威来这个屈服外邦人。
This verse describes how the Lord showed that his almighty God and subdued the Gentiles when the Ark of the Covenant was captured.
那如果说是一个球队打了世界杯冠军后来的人都会来分析。那这个球队到底有什么特色？它可以向勇士欢呼饮酒欢呼呢
？If a sports team win a championship, its fans will celebrate and shout. So, what kind of sports team does God have?
那我们的主他大显神威我们在这个过程当中呢，也来分析一下我们的主他的特色，他是怎么样的一位主可以大显神威？这是一个什么样的球队？可以大大的战胜呢。
What kind of God is this God that he showed his almighty strength? And what kind of sports team is this?
那我们就来谈主的神的三个特色。下个 slide, next slide, please.
Let's talk about the three characteristics of God.
这是我们在耶柜被掳的时候看到神他是一个至尊至大的神。
When the Ark of the Covenant was captured, we see that the Lord was an almighty God.
我们的神是一个至圣至洁的神。
Our God is a holy God.
我们的神是一个祝福的神。
And he is a blessed God.
这是我们看到他能够他能够克服能够至圣的一个特色。
And that's why he's able to have victory.
我们来看撒母耳记上五章的第一节到第五节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter
5, slides,
verse 1.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
非利士人将神的约柜从以便以谢抬到雅什土。非利士人将神的约柜抬进大衮庙，放在大衮的旁边。第三节。
Verse 3.
次日清早，雅什土人起来，见大衮扑倒在主的约柜前。脸伏于地，就把大衮扔立于原处。第四节。又次日清早起来，见大衮铺在主的约柜前，伏伏于地，并且大衮的头跟两手都在门槛上折断，只剩下大衮的残体。 第五节，因此大衮的祭司和一切进亚斯图大衮庙的人都不厌不踏大衮庙的门槛，直到今日。这个提到呢，约柜被因为被掳啊，所以被放在非利士人的大衮庙里面。
These verses tell us that after the Ark of the Covenant was captured, it was placed into the house of Dagon.
是放在这个大衮的旁边呢、啊，哦，这是脚前了、啊，这是代表我这个大衮神呢，胜过你这个耶和华神，这个旧约以色列的神。
The ark was set by Dagon by his feet. This means that Dagon is greater than the Almighty God.
所以英文叫 by his feet， 对不对？哈、哦，中文没有写，英文是不是 by his feet？ 不是、啊、，OK， 好，在旁边哈、哦。那我们知道古代打仗呢，都是两个国家的神在打仗。
We know that in ancient time, when there is a warfare, it's often a warfare between two gods.
所以呢，哪一个国家赢，就是哪一个国家的神赢。
A country who has victory means that country's god has victory.
那所以这个就是一个表示了哈，外邦人的神，非利士人的神比较大。
So this symbolizes that the Gentile god, the god of Philistine, was greater.
那大衮到底是一个什么样的神呢
？What kind of god was Dagon？
根据考古学家，他是一个人的身、鱼的尾巴的一个神。
According to archaeologists, Dagon was a god who has a human body but a tail of a fish.
因为腓力斯人他们原来曾经住过海岛哦，曾经住过加菲托这个海岛。
Because Philistines, they were once inhabitants of islands.
所以他们原来的神是鱼神呐、啊，哈、哦，所以有鱼的尾巴。
And、that's why they worship a god of fish. That's why their god has a fish tail.
那后来腓力斯人从这个海岛移到这个就是移到这个现在的腓力斯地哦，他们又开始耕种了。
When Philistines moved to a peninsula, they started to cultivate.
所以。大衮神呢，他后来就成为掌管雨、掌管粮食的一位神。
They start to plow field. That's why Dagon becomes a god that's in charge of harvest.
那腓力斯人的文明啊，在这个时代呢，在四世纪跟撒母耳记上的时代呢，他们是高于犹太人的，高于以色列人的。
In the time of the judges and Samuel, Philistines was more prosperous than the Israelites.
所以常常打仗啊，他们都会打胜仗。尤其啊，那个时候以色列百姓没有什么信仰。
And that's why they often have victory over Israelites, especially when Israelites had a very weak faith.
所以如果你查大衮庙啊，他曾经啊钉过扫罗的首级啊，扫罗的手被钉过在大衮庙上面。
So if you
投了。
Look at the house of Dagon. You'll see that Saul's head was once nailed to the house.
所以你看那个他的军装在一个地方，他的身体在一个地方，他的头呢被钉在大衮庙上面。
You'll see that his armor was nailed to one place, his body to another place, but his head was nailed to the house of Dagon.
那这个大衮庙呢，也是这个参孙被抓被戏弄他们大大庆祝的一个地方。
House of Dagon was also a place where they celebrated after they captured Samson.
那我们仔细想，无论参孙或是扫罗，他们都是离开神诫命最后就落到魔鬼手中的人。
If you think about it carefully, you will see that Saul and Samson, they fell into the hands of Satan, and
他们都是失败的了哈，所以落在魔鬼的手中。
And they were failures. That's why they were they were defeated by Satan.
那这个约柜啊，今天被掳啊，实在是因为以利的两个儿子跟以色列人没有专心归向神，尤其以利两个儿子是恶人呐。
The Ark of Covenant was captured because Eli's two sons were wicked men.
但是神哦，他自己有办法处理自己的事情呐。
But God has the ability to take care of His own matters.
我们的神是自尊自大的，他是大过于偶像的。
Our God is the Almighty God. He's greater than idols.
所以他在大衮神庙呢，我们就很清楚第一次大衮就伏在耶柜面前第二次呢，那大衮头断脚断，甚至断在门槛上面。
Therefore, for when the ark was placed inside the house of Dagon, we see that Dagon fell on its face to the earth before the ark, and the second time. fall on its face to the ground before the ark of God. The third time, its palm and its hands were broken off.
所以这个假神怎么有办法在真神面前站立得住呢？
How can a false god stand before true gods?
所以圣经在讲这个时候呢，神就好像一个世人睡醒了，好像一个勇士饮酒欢呼了，他打胜了。
And that's why the Bible described God at this moment was like a man awoken from his sleep.
所以有时候神要睡觉因为我们人是饿的，所以他不做工了。
Sometimes God seems to be in a sleep because we're wicked.
但是呢，当有时候我们人越热心反而这个阻挡了神的圣工了。
But we see that other times when we are fervent, the more fervent we are, the more we hinder God's work.
因为我们在神可能像以利的两个孩子一样，那这样子神当然他就不工作了。
Because we might be behaving like the two wicked sons of Eli, and in that situation, God will not work.
但是神总是有办法在那个恶消失之后呢，继续来彰显他的荣耀，因为他是至尊至大的神。
But God knows how to manifest his glory after he got rid of this evil because he's the Almighty God.
人如果有缺失或是有罪常常会给魔鬼这个欺负
We as humans, if we're imperfect or if we sin, then we will let the devil bully us.
我记得有一次我们在防城有一个洗礼。
I remember there's a baptism in Phoenix.
我想在这边提过了，那很奇怪就是。洗礼的前一个晚上呢，那个受洗的姐妹她跪在这个走道上面祷告，怎么祷告没几下就被魔鬼塞到地上去了。
The night before baptism, a sister was praying in the chapel on in the aisle, and not long into his prayer, she was thrown down to the ground by the devil.
很多传道走过去赶鬼，好像也赶不出去。
Many pastors walked to her and tried to cast out the devil, but they couldn't.
后来我们就问她家里是不是有偶像啊？
So we asked her, "Do you have idols in your home?"
她说可能有啊。
She said that maybe.
后来我们跟她到家里面去搜啊，去找。
Later we went to her house and to find the idols.
找出了一大袋子的东西啊，脏东西。
We found a big bag of unclean things.
那一个 senior minister, 一个比较年长的传道，他就这样讲。
A senior minister said.
他说礼拜三他就梦到有三个这个恶魔来跟他摔跤啊。
Wednesday night he dreamed that there are three devils wrestling with him.
我们找到三个金链子那个三个金链子上面都是三个偶像头在上面。
We found three golden chains, each has an image of idol.
那是一次征战因为后来不晓得为什么偶像除掉之后呢，他受洗的时候他也是在这个河边又被摔倒在地上。
It was truly a spiritual battle because after she was baptized, for some reason,
还没有下水之前
before she got into the water for baptism, she was thrown to the ground by the devil.
下水之前呢，那个他说一直有一个力量在拉她的脚后跟呢。
And before she entered the water, she felt a power holding on to her ankle.
感谢主，大家祷告，那奉耶稣的名，终于把她洗成了。
But thank God, after everyone prayed and we baptized her in.We're able to baptize her in the name of Jesus.
那一个传道人呢，看他起来，奇怪，这个坐车不久，他神情又不对了。
And on the car ride, and we saw that her face doesn't seem right.
后来发觉到他还是有魔鬼的工作在他身上。
And we realized that this devil was still working in her.
一个只是娘帮他洗脚，说从来没有洗过这样的脚，像死人的脚一样。
A deacon's wife was washing her feet, and she said that she's never washed this kind of feet before.
办圣餐的时候，她要从这个唱诗的时候，又要被摔倒在地上。
During Holy Communion, she was again thrown to the ground.
那你这个时候就好像神的约柜被掳到大滚的那个像前面一样，你好像觉得神好像是睡着了，怎么神不工作呢？
It feels like the ark of God was captured into the house of Dagon and God was not working.
后来才知道是什么原因呢？
Later we found out the reason.
其实我们这个受洗你真的要悔改。
And it's true that before baptism you really have to repent.
你不悔改，受完洗没有罪了，因为你那个心还有一点点恨那魔鬼又跑进来了。
Because even after baptism, you still have hatred in your heart. Devil will enter into your heart.
后来这个事情解决了，你就看到呢，神好像一个勇士 饮酒欢呼，神就在他生命当中呢，大大的彰显荣耀了。
After we solve her problem, we see that God is just like a mighty man who shouts.
所以这个至尊至大的神一定是战胜过恶魔的，一定是有啊，一定会可以彰显自己荣耀的。
So we see that this almighty God can surely defeat Satan, can surely manifest his glory.
那对那些啊 ，mocking 哦，对那些对神啊轻慢的啊，那神啊也会来教训这些人。
God will also teach a lesson to those who mock him.
那我们第六节开始哦。
Starting from verse 6,
我们很快的读到第十二节，因为时间不是很多。
Let's read quickly to
主的手重重加在亚述徒人身上，败坏他们，使他们生痔疮。亚述徒和亚述的事情都是如此。第七节，亚述徒人见这光景，就说：以色列的耶和华不可以留在我们这里，因为他的手重重加在我们和我们神大衮的身上。第八节就打发人去请会利士的众首领来聚集，问他们说：我们向以色列神耶和华当怎么行呢？他们回答说：可以将以色列耶和华引到加特叙，以色列神的耶和华引到那里。第九节，引到之后，主的手攻击那城，使那城的人大大惊慌，无论大小都生痔疮。第十节，他们就把神的耶和华引到以格伦，神的耶和华到了以格伦，就喊嚷起来说：他们将以色列神的耶和华引到我们这里，要害我们和我们的众民。十一节，一系打发人去请腓力士的众首领来说：愿你们将以色列神的耶和华送回原处，免得害了我们和我们的众民。原来神的手重重攻击那城，城中的人因惊慌而死的。十二节，未曾死的都生了痔疮，何曾呼号声音上达于天。你看神的荣耀是不是在这边彰显，看出他是至尊至大的神呢？
So we see that God's glory was manifested here, and we see that he's the almighty God.
哪有那么奇怪的，怎么这个耶和华来，我每一个人都生痔疮，不是一个人两个人，偶尔是每一个，何曾大小都生痔疮。
How strange was it that when the ark of God was in the city, everyone has tumor.
有人说这可能跟老鼠便有鼠疫啊，那老鼠传染啊。因为后来他们 又不是金痔疮，也送金老鼠了。
Some people say that it might be a pestilence spread by the rats because later on they also had rat problems.
所以你看哦，后来有人吓死了。你看因惊慌而死啊，第十一节啊，哇，这个耶和华到了，啪，吓死了。
And we see that in verse 11 said that some people were even scared to death.
说这个何曾呼号声音上达于天呐、啊。
The outcry of the city reached heaven.
所以我们看到神真的是轻慢不得的哦。
So we see that God cannot be mocked.
外邦人如果他对神不敬啊，神一定啊会自己会护卫自己荣耀的名啊，他的自尊跟 自大了，他自己会护卫自己的名的。
If Gentiles do not show respect to God, then God will fight for His own glory.
我们在我小弟可能以前也谈过，我们在我们的宣教史上面哦，曾经看到那些敢轻慢神的人呢、啊，最后的结果都是不好的。
I think I shared this with you. In our church history, we see many instances where people who mock God end up in a very poor situation.
在非洲啊，我们有个村落哦，那因为呢，少数人信真耶稣教会，大部分都是信外教会的。
In Africa, there is a village where a few of its members believe in True Jesus Church, and most of the members believe in other churches.
那这个村庄里面呢，他们都是利用安息日啊办丧礼啊，因为他们礼拜天要聚会嘛，所以他们丧礼只能够在这个礼拜六办。
In this village, they have funerals on Saturday because Sunday they have to go to church.
那因为他们办丧礼的习俗哦，就是喝酒、跳舞、很多的淫乱啊，这样的一个。文化
their culture during funeral was filled with sexual immorality and a lot of drinking.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹，大家就说我们啊，不要参加这样的丧礼哈啊，因为这个是不合乎基督徒应该有的体统啊。
So our church brothers and sisters said that we should not attend this kind of funeral because it's not according to church teachings.
那因为这个丧礼在他们的民族里面、哦、是一个非常重要的一个礼貌，就是这是一个很重要的事情、啊、你没有参加，那个整个村庄里的人就产生了对我们这个信徒的一个恨。
But because in their culture, funeral is a very important function that you have to attend, and because our church members don't attend this function,
所以前村的人就联合起来对付真耶稣教会。
The other villagers, they gang up together and to give hard times to our church.
后来啊，放一把火把我们的会堂给烧掉了。
They even commit arson to our church.
啊，你看神哦，自己会彰显他的荣耀哦。
But we see that God will show His glory.
奇怪了，那个村庄就开始啊，有瘟疫啊。
It's very strange. A pestilence broke out in that village.
而且死的人都是啊，都是那些啊，对教会攻击的那些人呢、啊。
And those who die are the ones who attacked our church.
这耶稣教会的信徒通通没有事情啊。
None of our church members have this pestilence.
这告诉我们，真的，我们的神哦，他是一个至尊之大，我们是人是不可以轻慢的。
This tells us that our God is Almighty God, and we cannot disrespect Him.
所以到最后，连外邦人都知道要把荣耀归给天上的这位真神。
In the end, even Gentiles know how to give glory to this true God.
我们看六章的第五节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 5.
撒母记上六章第五节。
First Samuel chapter 6, verse 5.
所以当制造你们痔疮的像和毁灭你们田地老鼠的像，并要归荣耀给以色列的神，或者他向你们和你们的神并你们田地把手放倾斜。第六节，你们为何硬着心像埃及和法老一样呢？神在埃及中行奇事，埃及人岂不释放以色列人，他们就去了吗？哦，这里看到啊，这个他们最后就是说，结论就是神是至尊至大的，你们要荣耀以色列人的神。
The conclusion they made was the God of Israel is Almighty God. You have to give glory to this God.
其实他们在讲这句话的时候，还不晓得我们这位神到底有多荣耀，应该怎么样？他是一个怎么样至尊至大的神呢、啊、
？But when they are making this statement, they don't really know how great and powerful this God is.
啊，我们不用读，我想大家都知道。后来他们用牛车啊。啊、用这个牛啊来印约柜，看这个牛怎么走的方法来印证啊，这的确是神在处罚他们啊的一个啊情形啊。
And later, I think we all know this. They used two male cows to bring the ark of God home, and decide whether this God is Almighty God by the direction that the cow take.
我们来读第七节好了，我们还是读一下哈、
哦。Let's read verse 7.
第七节，现在你们啊，第六章第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 7.
六章七节。现在你们应当造一辆新车，将两只未曾负轭的母有乳的母牛倒在车上，使牛犊回去离开母牛。第八节，把主的约柜放在车上，将所献赔罪的金物装在夹子里，放在柜旁，将柜送去。第九节，你们要看看车若直行以色列的境界到博士麦去，这大灾就是主降在我们身上，若不然便可以知道不是他的手打击我们，是我们偶然遇见的。他们试试看
So they tried this method.
哎，这个方法真的也是很有趣哦。
This is a very interesting method.
这两只母牛是从来没有拉过牛车的。
These two milk cows had never hitched a cart before.
你知道没有拉过要拉，就好像那个马，你没有骑过，你要训那个马来骑，这是不容易的。
Had never pulled a cart before, just like it's very hard to train a horse to ride on a horse if a horse is not trained.
那如果即使你一只有经验的牛，要再跟另外一只牛一起拉，两只一起拉也是不容易，是要协调的。
And even if one of the male cow has experience, it's also very hard for him to for her to pull the cart with the other male cow.
更何况这两只都是没有经验、没有拉过牛车的，
so、
没有负过轭的。
You can think, you know how difficult the situation is when none of the cow had experience.
再加上哦，那个母牛啊，在养小牛的时候呢，是不可能离开自己孩子的。
And moreover, when the milk cow had calves at home, it's impossible to separate them.
这个在我会之后看过好几个 scenario， 要观察过好几个情形。
I've seen this scenario many times in Africa.
在会之后有个村落，一个弟兄他养一只牛啊。
In Africa, in a village, there's a brother who had a cow.
然后他生下一只母牛啊，小牛啊。
The cow gave birth to a calf.
啊，那个因为我们去嘛，他就要挤新鲜的牛奶给我们喝嘛。
Because we went to visit him, he tried to milk the cow.
那我就注意到那个小牛，母牛是绑起来的，小牛呢没有绑啊。所以小牛呢，当我们在挤母牛奶的时候呢，小牛就一直去把那个童哦，那个童子挤牛的童子，一直把它推开，然后一直吸那个母牛奶，就是不让那个小朋友来争那个母牛奶啊。
So that we can have fresh milk to drink, and we see that when the brother was milking the cow, this calf would try to push the bucket away.
你就会知道那个，所以他们这里圣上讲啊，一定要把小牛关起来，要不然那他们两个是分不开的啦。啊，等一下，如果你有读到，继续读的话哦。
That's why the Bible says that you have to keep the calves at home, otherwise you cannot separate them.
那我又看到另外一只啊，另外一个景象就是一个小朋友呢，在分开两只羊了哦。
I've seen another scenario where a child was trying to separate two lamb.
他一只哦，一只羊往前走，另外一只羊呢，一直要把它拖到另外一边去啊，带回去啊，带回家。
one lamb trying to walk forward, but this child tried to pull the other lamb backwards.
是母子吗？我不晓得他们的关系了，但是我只有看到那个小朋友偷不动那只羊啊，那个他们就是一定要跟啊，你根本就偷不动那只羊啊。
I saw that this child was having a very hard time trying to separate these two lambs.
后来我看到一个大人啊，从车上跳下来。
Then I saw an adult jumped down from the car.
把那一只不想离开的羊呢，把它翻过来，把四只腿绑起来，然后就把它扛啊，把它扛走啊，你硬拖把它拖不走的。
And he tried to tried to tie up the feet of the lamb that didn't want to go.So that he can carry it away.
所以你可以想象，用这种观察，你就想象这个母牛要离开小牛是很难，不几乎是不可能的事情啊。
So from these examples, we can imagine how hard it is to separate the milk cow from his calf.
但是呢，神的力量好像有一个人在驾这两只母牛一样哦。那两只母牛啊，虽然舍不得小牛，边走边叫，但是呢，他们还是边走边叫，却是直行大道，一直走到博斯曼，好像神在驾这个动物一样啊。
But we see that God is very almighty, even though the milk cow did not want to leave her calf, but still God somehow separated them.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
会利士人就这样行，将两只有乳的母牛套在车上，将牛肚关在家里。十二节。
Verse 12.
牛直行大道往博士迈去，一面走一面叫，不偏左右。我们就看到，真的这是神啊，自己在开这个车了。开这个牛车了。
So we see that God Himself was driving this cart.
所以我们的神真的是一个至尊至大的神哦。
Our God is truly an almighty God.
连动物都要听他的话的啦。
Even animals listen to him.
所以大鱼啊，可以照牛的指示，照神的指示把约拿吞了，又照神的指示把约拿吐了，吞了三天再把它吐出去。
That's why the great fish was able to swallow Jonah and then spit him back out after 3 days.
所以一只驴啊，可以跟着神的命令啊来开口啊。来警告巴兰呢、啊，所以这个动物啊是在神的掌控之下。
God made open the mouth of a donkey to warn Balaam, so we see that God was God's in control of animals.
我们不要以为那个动物哈、哦，每一只都是很听话的。
Don't think that every animal is very obedient.
有一次我们家养那个 parakeet 啊。
I had a parakeet.
我就想要来训练这个 parakeet 啊。
I tried to train this parakeet.
我真的有 hard time.
I had a really hard time.
这一只啦，真的是有 hard time.
I had a really hard time with this one particular.
不是很听话，尤其你在放另外一只在里面的时候，它根本就不理你了。你要劝它都很难了。
It was near impossible to train him.
Especially he has companion.
Especially when he had a companion.
但是呢，真的动物也可以听神的话哦。
But truly, animals listen to God.
我们看撒加利亚书十四章第九节。
Let's read Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9.
撒加利亚书十四章第九节。
Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9.
我们的神真的是一个可畏的神，至尊至大的神哦。我们来看个十四章第九节。
Chapter 14, verse 9.
主必作全地的王，那日主必为独一无二的，他的名也是独一无二的。我们看但以理书六章二十五节。
Let's read Daniel chapter 6 verse
1. 真的神真的是至尊至大独一无二的啦、哦、
Our God is almighty, the one and only.
但以理书
Daniel
6章25节
Chapter 6 verse 25
6章25节
Chapter 6 verse 25
那时大力乌王传旨小义住在前地各方各国各族的人说愿你们大享平安26节现在我降旨小义我所统管的全国人民要在但以理的神面前战惊恐惧，因为他是永远长存的活神，他的国永不败坏，他的权柄永存无极。二十七节，他庇护人，搭救人，在天上地下施行神迹奇事，救了但以理脱离狮子的口。这个他在形容我们的神，真的是一个真的是一个权柄永存无极的一位神呐、
啊。He describes God as an almighty God whose power never ends。
所以我们在他面前呢，要战惊恐惧啊。
That's why we need to fear and tremble before him.
我们再来看神的第二个特色。
Let's look at the second characteristic of God.
我们看回来撒母耳记上的六章二十节。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 6 verse 20.
他是一个至圣至洁的神哦。
Our God is a holy God.
六章二十节。
Chapter 6 verse 20.
六章二十节，博斯曼人说：“谁能在主这圣洁的神面前侍立呢？这约柜可以从我们这里送到哪里去呢？” 后来这个牛啊，真的是走走走，就走到伯斯麦人这里来了。
The milk cow stopped at Beth Shemesh.
那这是以色列人啊，跟非利士人的一个边界的村庄。
It was a village between the border of Philistine and Israel.
那我们都知道啊，其实耶柜代表神的荣耀，神的荣耀离开以色列，现在神的荣耀又回到以色列人来。
God's glory departed from Israel, now it's returning to Israel.
那回到伯斯麦人这里来，这是何等大的恩惠啊！给他们能够有这个恩惠啊，能够接受到神的荣耀。
You return to Beth Shemesh, and this is such a great blessing. It's an opportunity for the people to receive great blessing.
后来神的荣耀为什么成为他们的哀哭呢
？But why did the blessing or the glory of God become their lamentation?
我们来看六章的十九节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse
19. 撒母耳记上六章十九节，主。撒母耳记上六章十九节，主因伯斯麦人擅关他的耶柜，就击杀他们七十人。那时有五万人在那里，耶文作七十人加五万人，百姓因主大大击杀他们，就哀哭了。哎呀，荣耀变为羞辱了。
Glory became a humiliation.
他们说：“哎呀，神真的是至圣至洁的，是一个圣洁的神呐、啊。我们真的啊、应该他这个时候检讨的时候，知道自己不圣洁了。”
He said that God is a holy God, so when they were examining themselves, they probably found that they are not holy.
为什么荣耀成为羞辱呢
？Why did this glory become humiliation？
因为啊，他们呢、啊、没有好好的按照神的律法对待这位圣洁的神。
Because they did not treat this holy God according to the law written in the Old Testament.
你看他的耶柜放在哪里呢？他们那边一定有立位人哦，因为他们啊，伯斯麦的立位人呢，还把这个车子劈了，把牛献给神哦。我们来看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
车子到了伯斯麦人耶稣亚的田间就住了在那里一块大磐石他们把车子劈了将两只母牛献给主为燔祭、啊、15节这里有利未人哦、
Levites lived here、
啊、因为利未人是散居的、哦、那利未人将主的约柜和装金物的夹子拿下来放在大磐石上当日伯斯麦人将燔祭跟平安祭献给主那个这个耶柜放在哪里
？Where did they place the ark？
耶柜放在大磐石上面，哈、哦。
They put the ark on the large stone。
啊，你可以想象，因为那个金痔疮啊，跟金老鼠啊，是放在耶柜的旁边呢、啊。
So you can imagine gold tumors and gold rats were next to the ark.
所以你可以想象哦，在田间有一个大磐石。
So you can imagine in the middle of the field is a large stone.
啊，远远的看去啊，你看到一个金光闪闪的柜子，金光闪闪的老鼠，金光闪闪的痔疮。
When you see it from afar, you see this golden shining ark. Next to it is a golden shining tumor, and then next to it is a golden shining rat.
那个耶柜哪里可以放这样子的？耶柜不可以的，耶柜一定要放在一个隐秘的空间，不可以随便看的，耶柜不可以随便摸的，耶柜是你不可以让任何人这样，你就把它 expose 在一个田间，然后好像自己很荣耀，把那个荣耀金光闪闪让别人来看，不可以的。
You can't expose the glory of God, the ark of the covenant like this.
你看哦，连那个利未人哦，在收这个 tent 的时候呢，他们都可以随意观看这个啊这个圣所嘞。
You see that when the Levites were putting away tents, they can't look at the holy place at the well.
你看哦，他们在行动的时候呢，那个抬耶柜啊，耶柜都要用那个幔子啊隔着圣所幔子把它包起来嘞。
When they're transporting the ark of God, they had to cover the ark with a piece of cloth.
所以哦，爱献哦，就是一种对神不尊敬，爱献。
Therefore,
把荣耀，把神给人的荣耀献。我们说爱献就是 show off。这个这样对待至圣至洁的神，实在是很对不起神呢、哦。
That's why showing off is a act of disrespect toward God.
哦，所以啊，我们今天呢、啊，如果得到神的一些恩惠啊，有机会服侍神呢、啊，有什么成果啊
？Today, if we receive God's blessing and we have opportunity to serve Him,
啊，我们真的要懂得啊，让神彰显荣耀，不要觉得啊、哦，这个是你看我的功劳，我的荣耀啊，不没有按照律法的方法来对待神的工作，没用神的方法来对待做神的工作。
And there's fruit to our work. We shouldn't show off, and this is the wrong way to work.
扫罗王啊，他去打亚玛利人的时候。
When Saul was attacking Amalekites.
撒母耳先知说呢，王啊，牲畜通通杀。
And Prophet Samuel said that you have to kill the king and all the animals.
结果他就把那个王保留住了，把美好的牛羊都保留住了。
But he kept the life of the king as well as all the beautiful animals.
你问为什么？为什么会这样？
You ask why?
其实古代的人打胜仗哦，就好像那个法国人打胜仗，打胜仗回来把俘虏带回来，入凯旋门，大家来看来拍手，这个就是爱献啊。扫罗王当时把亚玛利王留下来，就是爱献的心理。
Saul spared the life of the king of the Amalekites because he wanted to show off.
所以今天呢，我们应该学习那个撒拉佛哦，两个翅膀我们要遮脸，两个翅膀要遮脚。两个翅膀要超越飞翔。
And that's why today we have to learn from Seraph to cover our face with two wings, our feet with two wings.
我们左手所做的善事呢，不要让右手来知道。
Don't let your right hand know what your left hand has done.
所以我们要把荣耀归给天上的神，要按神的方法来工作。
That's why we have to give glory to God and do His work according to His will.
这里实际上直接讲神杀他们最直接的原因就是他们善看啊耶柜啊。
Next, the main reason that God killed them was because they looked at the ark.
十九节说他们善观他的约柜哦。
Verse 19 tells us that they had looked into the ark of the Lord.
利华说是不行的啊，怎么可以这样子呢？是不是好奇呢？哎，把施恩座拿起来看一看，里面到底有没有两块滑板还在不在呀？啊，他把它盖上去啊，是不是好奇？哎，这个啊，听说这个东西又很神秘啊，哎呀，好不容易就找到了，来来来，看一看，看一看哦。
But the law specifically forbid them to do that, and maybe perhaps they're curious. They want to see what's inside the ark.
不应该那个 forbidden thing 哈 ，forbidden 的哈，不可以的，神叫你不要的，我们不要看了哈。
Therefore, if God forbids you to look at something, do not look at it.
神 forbid 哦，不让以色列百姓吃善恶果，夏娃就要去看一看。
God forbid Adam and Eve to eat the fruit, but Adam and Eve they look at the fruit.
亚干呢，拿了当灭的物，因为他看那个东西呀、啊，先看到了，先看。
Achan look at the things that he should destroy because he first looked at them.
所以我们真的要控制自己的眼睛哦，不应该看的不要看。
And that's why we have to control our eyes and make sure that we don't look at things that we shouldn't look at.
我们的神真的是一个至圣至洁的神哦。
Because our God is the most holy God.
我们看诗篇七十六篇第七节。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 76 verse 7.
七十六篇第七节。
76 verse 7.
七十六篇第七节。
76 verse 7.
唯独你是可畏的，你怒气一发，谁能在你面前站立得住呢？哦，真的，如果我们不洁净啊，然后又干惹到神啊，他说你是可畏的，你怒气一发，多少人死掉呢？
If we are not holy and if we sin against God, how can we stand against God's
wrath? 那你会问一个问题哦。
Then we might ask a question.
也许会利士人也用不按律法的方法来印牛车啊，而威利士人说不定也在那边耶柜乱摸乱看啊，也许这些动作他们都做过啦，为什么神不处罚他们呢？
Perhaps the Philistines transport the ark of God, against the law, and they might have looked into the ark of the covenant. How come God did not punish them?
其实圣经跟我们讲哦，没有律，我们来看罗马书第二章十二节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 2 verse 12.
罗马书第二章十二节哈。
Romans chapter 2 verse 12.
凡没有律法，犯了罪，就不按律法灭亡；凡在律法以下犯了罪，他必按律法受审判。请读。
For as many as have sinned without law will perish without law, and as many have sinned in the law will be judged by the law.
所以我们知道越多哈，我们又做错，神就按照我们所知道来刑罚我们哦。
The more we know, and if we sin, the more we sin, then God will punish us according to what we know.
所以，俄斯麦人说啊，这个神是圣洁的神呐、啊，谁能在他面前势力呢
？That's why the man of Beth Shemesh said that this God is a holy God who can stand before him.
谁可以从我们这里来啊？我们要送到谁那里去呢？
And to whom shall it go up from us?
啊，不要了啦，这个不要了，太可怕了！怎么一看呢，一接呢，我们这么多人就死掉了，我不要了。
They don't want this ark anymore. It's too terrifying.
这实在是很可惜哦。
What a shame.
神不要了。
God doesn't want it.
有时候神会教训我们哦。
Or they don't want God. Sometimes, God will discipline us.
很多人就这个神我不要了。
And some people might say, I don't want this God anymore.
你看哦，大卫也是啊，揭耶柜啊，不是吗？
When he was receiving the Ark of Covenant,
乌撒被杀了，乌撒摸耶柜也是被杀了。
Uzzah touched the Ark and he was killed.
大卫也吓死了。
David was very terrified.
可是他没有不要，他再来赢一次，没有说 我不要，他再最后了解再来赢一次。
But he didn't say that I don't want the Ark anymore. After he understood what he did wrong, he tried once more.
你看彼得啊，彼得主耶稣用他的船捕鱼啊，主耶稣用他的船啊，后来主耶稣赐给他两船的鱼啊。
Jesus used Peter's boat, and later, Jesus gave him two boats full of fish.
彼得说：“哎呀，你离开我吧，我是个罪人呐、啊。”我意思就是说：“哎呀，你不要亲近我了，不要了，不要你了。”
Peter said that, "Depart from me, I'm a sinner."
真的是不要吗
？But did he really mean that?
真的，再把耶稣迎到心里面来，哈，跟随主耶稣去了。
And we see that he received Jesus into his heart. He followed Jesus.
他说：“你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢
？”He said that you have the word of eternal life. Whom should we follow?
你看主耶稣到格拉森去赶一个鬼啊，一个不穿衣服的鬼啊，住在坟墓里面的鬼。
When Jesus went to Gerasene to cast out a demon,
主耶稣让鬼跑到猪里面去了，猪就死掉了，跳悬崖是自杀了。
Jesus cast demon into a herd of pig, and this pig ran off a cliff and died.
格拉森人说：“你，我不要你了，你离开吧，我们不敢要你了。你这个人实在是太可怕，一来我们的猪就死掉了。”
People in Gerasene said that we don't want you anymore. Please leave us, because when you come, our pigs died.
有时候我们难免哦，神爱我们，有时候也会管教我们一下。
God loves us. Sometimes He will discipline us.
我们要再迎主耶稣了，不要了，叫别人来取了哦。
But we should receive Him into our heart again. Don't reject Him.
还神所爱的，他必管教哦。
God will discipline those whom He loves.
我们再看第三点哦。
Let's look at point number three very quickly.
我们再看神是一个赐福气的神。
Let's look at how God is a God of blessings.
博士们人不要了。
People in Beth Shemesh don't want him anymore.
后来呢，就有人下来了哦。
So people, some people came.
我们看七章的一节二节。
Let's read chapter 7 verse 1 and 2.
基列耶林人就下来，将主的耶柜接上去哦。这些人不怕。
These people were not afraid.
他们虽然已经听过了这个耶柜到腓力斯地多少人受灾殃，到自己的百姓这边，自己的百姓受灾殃。可是呢，如果是你，你敢吗？你敢去接这个耶柜吗
？They've heard of how the ark destroyed the city in Philistines and how they destroyed the city of Beth Shemesh.
所以，今天我们服侍神，真的要不怕苦、不怕难、不怕死的精神，真的。
And if you were them, do you dare to receive this ark?
只要神召我们，我们就去啊。
But when God calls us, we have to go.
今天我们训练工人，要训练精神，重过于知识啊。
Today, when we're training workers, we have to. It's more important to train their spirit rather than their knowledge.
重视他们品德，胜过于他们的才华啦。
And we place more emphasis on their virtues rather than
their talents. 这些耶利基人就下来接上去了。
People in Kirjath-Jearim came and took the ark.
感谢神，他们懂得用神的方法。所以你看哦，那个中文讲说呢。他们就放在亚比拿达家中，分派他儿子以利亚撒看守神的约柜。
But thank God they know how to take care of the ark. We see in verse 1 that they brought it into the house of Abinadab and consecrated Eleazar to keep the ark.
英文叫 consecrate， 我们中文叫分派，这个是听看不清楚的。英文就是分别为圣，把这个人分别为圣，让他专门看管神的约柜 ，sanctify。
They consecrated this person to keep the ark.
所以我们今天呢、热心呢、要加上有真知识。我们按照神的方法，你发觉到你爱神，神就爱你呢。
Today we have to add knowledge to our fervor, and we'll see that if we love God, then God will love us.
这个耶柜就在这个地方，大概经过100年了。100年之后呢，又被接走了、可能这个当中怎么样不是很了解，但是呢，至少这样一在这个地方大约有100年之久了。
Ark remained in this place for about 100 years.
我们来参考一下历代志下，不啊，撒母耳记下，到这个时候才又被接走了。
Let's reference 2 Samuel.
第六章第十节到第十二节。
Chapter 6 verse 10 to 12.
六章十节到十二节。
Chapter 6 verse 10 to 12.
神的约柜在加特人俄别以东家三个月，神赐福给俄别以东和他全家。十三节，十二节，有人告诉大卫王说：“神 主因为约柜赐福给俄别以东的家和一切属他人，大卫就去欢喜喜的将神的约柜从俄别以东家抬到大卫的城里。后来大卫呢、去接约柜了。
David went and bring up the ark.
也是用错方法、啊。
And he used the wrong methods.
这样一经过就一百年了。
So 100 years passed.
后来神到这个地方就祝福这个地方，这个约柜到这俄别以东家就祝福他们家。
When the ark was in the house of Obed-Edom, God blessed the house.
用这样来列推哦，再回来看啊，撒母记上第七章。
If you keep this in mind and turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 7,
第三节
verse 3,
因为第二节
verse
2, 耶柜在耶利基林许久，过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向神，这个是神的祝福啦。
This is a blessing of God.
所以今天呢，我们亲近神，神一定会亲近我们的啦。
Today, if we draw near to God, God will draw near to us.
我们多么盼望我们弟兄姐妹哦，能够愿意啊。把神引到我们的家里面来。
I really hope that we can receive God into our house.
把家庭聚会引到我们家里面来。
Receive family service into our house.
真的，你有这样的一个心哦，你愿意迎神呢、啊？就是让就是把家里打开啊，让神的约柜来，让弟兄姐妹来，大家一起来聚集。我相信呢、神的恩惠啊，会临到这个家。
If we have this spirit, this willingness to receive brothers and sisters into our house, I believe that God will bless us.
接待先知就有先知的赏赐啦。
If we receive prophets, we will receive the reward of prophets.
接待耶柜，接待神，难道没有神的赏赐吗？
If we receive the ark of God, can we will also receive.
所以呢，我们盼望真的有更多的家庭可以打开啊。
So I really hope that more families will be willing.
其实服事本身就是最大的福气了哈。
Actually, service itself is the greatest blessing.
因为我时间到了，我最后讲个故事了。
Because time is up, I will finish with a story.
今天在这个NATS 啊，有个弟兄啊，突然回去台湾了。他临时订机票回去台湾。
One of the brother who was attending NATS, suddenly went back to Taiwan.
我看他昨天晚上啊，祷告哭得很厉害。
I saw that last night in prayer, he was weeping.
因为他爸爸住院了。
Because his father was in hospital.
他爸爸是我们教会的执事。
His father was a deacon in our church.
很认真做圣工了。
And he served diligently.
那这位弟兄今天中午在 NATS, 他就见证啊。
This brother testified.
他们家的一些恩惠。
In the noontime, some of the blessings that his family received.
那重点就是呢，服侍神的人真的会得到神祝福。
And his main point was that those who serve God will receive his blessings.
他说他爸爸在这段过程当中呢，神有很多的提醒，也让他知道很多的巧合，其实就神的带领，让他爸爸在走之前可以看到他结婚了。
He said that during this time, God sent his father many reminders, and so that before his father passed away, he was able to witness his wedding.
那他又提到他的祖父啊，外祖父啊，外祖父还是内祖父。
He also mentioned about his grandfather.
他是一个正耶稣教传道人，全职传道人。
His grandfather was a full-time minister.
他也知道自己要死的时间呢、啊，所以他死之前哦。然后站在会堂门口，那是前的一个晚上还在领会，领完会之后，他跟每个人握手，然后慢慢离开，然后穿起装躺下来，他就死掉了。
He knew when he will die, so the night before he died, he was leading service. And after service, he stood by the door and he shook hand with everyone. After he did that, he put on his suit, lay down, and died.
然后他死之前的前九个月呢，他一个最优秀的孩子也死掉，所以一个家庭呢，前后九个月死的。爸爸又死了儿子，这样子、
9 months before his death, he lost one of his sons.
然后呢，所以他这个外祖母还是内祖母，这个妈妈做妈妈的就很伤心、很难过。
So the grandmother was very, very sad.
后来天使就跟他讲、
So lady, angel told her,
你要起来，你要服侍神，我就祝福你啊。
Rise and serve God, I will bless you.
我亲眼听过这个老姐妹跟我讲，她说那个人是用台湾话讲的，她说哦。福气让你不不了了，福气让你，咱台湾人的本气用不的对吧？台湾人那个本气是用不的，不晓得那个不的怎么讲，我不会讲了。就是福气让你装不完了。
The sister personally told me,
你服侍神，福气让你装不完了。
The angel said to her that if you serve God, God will give you more blessings than you can receive.
那你不受安慰哦，你的儿子我一个一个把他带走啊。
But if you receive to be comforted, then I will take away your son one by one.
If you refuse to be comforted, 哦，他真的吓醒了，因为他那时候瘫在，整个完全瘫了，因为太多悲剧了，怎么服侍神的家庭变这样子呢？
But at that time, she was almost paralyzed because of all the tragedy that was happening to her.
这个姐妹现在还活着，这个老姐妹现在还活着。
And this elderly sister is still alive.
你仔细在观察他们的家庭。
If you observe her family carefully.
真的，无论是属世上、属天上的，
it's truly
属心灵的，神真的让她福气啊，装不完。
Whether it's earthly blessings, spiritual blessings, God blessed her abundantly.
所以我们要懂得迎接耶柜到我们家里面来。
That's what we have to know, how to receive the Ark of the Covenant.
神如世人睡醒了，好像世上的人睡觉睡醒了。
God awoke from his sleep like a
好像打了一个胜仗，喝酒欢呼了。
He was like a warrior who had just won a battle.
我们的神，他在这场仗当中呢，让我们看出他到底是一个什么样的神。
Our God has shown himself to us, in regard to what kind of God he is.
我们一起来祷告。